everyone. Well, the Creation Light Shift Healing Program. And tonight is Saturday, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. If you're listening to an archive right now, then you're going to feel peace energy. When we go to the Light Shift, we go there for probably maybe 15 minutes. And that's where you specify one specific healing that you'd like to have. And you'd be out of time. Go here, but out of time. And let's hear the date here. So the date today is June 11th. Got an 11 here. So that comes once a month. Number 9/11 and everything else with 11 could be a situation that the alien / people that live here, maybe dressed as humans with aliens in their bodies, deal with the 11 number a lot. And that's probably why you maybe see 11/11 on your digital clock. So 11 is a very special number for them. And maybe even like the 22 and 33, which would be a division of that. But let's clear this date. So here we go, and we're in 2016. So clearing June 11th, 2016. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Well, got a yawn there. Oh, stuff's happening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That just cleared out. So you should feel a little better. Remember, these are tracking numbers. And unfortunately, that's what happens. That's why you see numbers all the time, which is time, basically. So they're putting you into a time sequence for programs. And when you see the numbers throughout your day that you found the day before and looked at, where you have your favorite numbers that you keep seeing, you know that that is how they're keeping tabs on you. So that's their tracking device to validate that you are hooked up with the fish hook and they have you on your line or on their line. So that's their validation that, yep, this person's in our program. We got another one. So let's clear the alien, and then we'll activate the light beam. So let's get rid of aliens maybe in you, around you, through you. Hopefully it's not that bad. And also ones maybe listening behind you, beside you. Maybe they're watching the computer. And you probably have your light beams up, so maybe we'll activate them first here. So let's do that. So here we go. Bring peace energy in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And now we'll get rid of the aliens. It's a one-way ticket out. And these could be ones that are harming you, so they have a chance to leave, and they should not be able to come back anymore. So here we go. I'll count to 100. You're going to feel the room energy change. The reason why I said should is because they should not be able to come here ever again unless, you know, they're peaceful and they wanted to leave because they need to leave. Then they can come back. But if they've done anything here that's against free will, free choice, then they cannot come back here. And they'll probably be terminated if they do attempt to come. So here we go. Releasing them, one-way ticket out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Great. Okay, let's look at a situation that you're dealing with. Emotional trauma, distress, maybe pain in your body. Let's release that from you, that one particular incident. So look at that, focus on it, and I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I think Kathy's ready out there, has her headphones on and the microphone and her sound booth, perfect conditions, air conditioning on, cup of coffee next to her if she drinks coffee. I don't know if you drink coffee or not, or a wellness drink or something. So are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron and everyone. Yes, I'm out here, and I'm all set to go, and even gave my equipment a test. Sound okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
Oh, good. Well, we have some questions from the listeners, and we also have some comments about today's four-hour physical rejuvenation conference call that you had today. And then you preceded it for the first time with a one-hour PIN, P-I-N, PIN removal conference call, 1 hour ahead of time. That was announced last night. So I hope that the listeners who were registered for the conference call caught that. But anyway, there seemed to be quite a few that were on that PIN removal call early, right before the physical rejuvenation call. And so some comments came in to tell you, Ron, the results. And it sounds pretty good that releasing the pins out of necks and heads received the most comments. Feeling freer, better, looser, less pain. Then we got some comments for people appreciating feeling better in their feet and legs. And then one person felt a lot of warmth in their spine when you, I guess you released something there, some apparatus. You worked on the tongue, and people found themselves salivating. So the energies are felt. And this is real. Ron spent quite a bit of effort trying to get us even freer, and we're all ready for that the next 4 hours. How did it feel like to you, Ron? Was it pretty heavy? Ron, are you muted?
I was.
Okay.
I can see you there looking at me. It's kind of funny. So anyways, my mouth was moving. So anyway, we're in the next booth here. So, yes, it was a heavy call, and that's just the way it is here. Things get heavy when you deal with aliens. So luckily, we got rid of a lot of pins off of people. Yeah, the neck and head was quite something. I know there's a lot of stuff going with underneath the arms, maybe upper shoulders, and the unfortunate thing is I don't have an answer to tell anybody why you have them, you know. It just happens. So that's kind of how you have to look at it. I can tell you I'm working with a lady off and on, and after talking with her, I said, have you been in the military? And she goes, I don't think she has, but her family has a history of that. So right away, that's a good indication. I mentioned that on some VBS programs years ago. When I first started doing this stuff, I would get people who would come up to me with their alien type of situations going on. And I would say probably 70% of them that I was doing work with, you know, back in the maybe middle 2000s thereabouts, all had parents that were probably on military bases. So if you're listening to me and you feel like the aliens are after you too and your parents were in the military agenda there, then, yeah, very possibly all of you probably have that condition. So anyway, that's one of the main things that happened. Well, I'm not saying that all military stuff happens that way, but the people that come to me, about 70% of them are involved that way. And then they wonder why things are happening to them, and that's the reason. So anyway, I won't go into any more of that because I really can't prove it. All I can tell you is the people are proving it to me. So that's it's coming out of their mouths, you know. So anyway, yeah, the call was heavy, so let's we can kind of move on there. And it is interesting to check out and to see different pins in people and how they behave. The interesting one that I thought today was the one that I pulled out of the top of their head that went down to their tailbone. and I think there were three pins that I removed. So back to you, Kathy.
It's fascinating that each time you do these pin removals, you see more things and different things. I guess they just keep at it. So another testimony came in. Hi, Ron. Thank you for the call today. I was absentee, but I want you to know that the pin removal really made me feel good, especially in my neck. Plus, the rest of the afternoon, I felt like I had so much energy and I felt wonderful. Another testimony. My jaw feels great. I really appreciated the release of pins and poisons. And then someone else is asking if you would give an update of battles with sovereign soldiers.
I will guess that from now to the Wednesday, Thursday, it's very rough. Everything is being looked at, checked out. Things are trying to come in to take over, you know. Rescue ships, we'll say, are trying to come in. Maybe the alien special forces are out there trying to come and save some of their ground crew down here, and it's just a mess. So to make it very simple, there's a lot of blood and guts going on out there, we'll say. Lots of battles, more than I could even think of. So that's what's happening. So that's the update. And it will go on till probably Wednesday or Thursday of next week. If you need a date, I can give you that here. That's my latest information that I have here. So let me look here. Do you have a date for Wednesday, Thursday? I just can't seem to get it out.
Yes, it's the 15th, 16th.
Okay, so that is more than likely. There we go. This came up. Yes, so that will be the time. That will hopefully be over. Maybe there's something else going on, some other agenda. Remember, everything happens in the invisible first, and then it filters on down here. And people start talking about different groups doing things, et cetera. But it's all, remember, all alien-based. So the first thing that you have to remember is that it's an alien-based energy, controlling energy programs that they need to get out of here to change stuff. So that's what's happening. So you will see it trickle down eventually. But I guess I could use the word the headhunters are out there, and the forces that time traveling soldiers are looking for vortexes coming in, things trying to leave, things trying to come in. And there's, you know, thousands of timelines that they're trying to invade here right now. So back to you. And you might even see the clouds changing in your neighborhood. It might turn a nice day to black clouds or really, really dark clouds, like somebody was having burning, like tires, we'll say, and then all of a sudden it goes away out of nowhere. Well, that's them coming in and getting taken out. So back to you.
This afternoon on the call, some listeners or some callers expressed they're concerned over super dark clouds in their area, unusual for this time of the year. And they were telling you, you know, that they were going to be running certain free clearings. And, Ron, would you suggest overall to the listening audience who might be experiencing dark clouds in their area that they run on their computers some of the free clearings that you have that are so useful for instances like this when we know what's going on with those dark clouds, such as the Earth Protect timeline crash and the Gray Skies timeline crash? Are those the two you would recommend the most right now?
Both of those, yeah, and do that a lot. And it could just bring peace to your area. It's working with the Earth spirit, so you're bringing in an energy from the light shift to your area, working with the Earth spirit to clean the air, in a sense. So that's why a lot of people who have situations going on, they put those clearings up, and lo and behold, it happens everywhere else but around their house and or around their block or two around their house. So you know, where you would be as peaceful everywhere else is chaos. So, you know, do that type of clearing. It's very, very good. And, you know, naturally, you probably want to leave it on continuous. So I would put them up, to be honest, probably continuous until Thursday. Just run them all the time because stuff's going to be happening. And there's no reason for you to be, you know, caught in the crossfire. Well, back to you.
That's important. So I will repeat that. Ron suggested running the Earth Protect Timeline Crash and the Gray Skies Timeline Crash, two free sample healings on his website, creationlightship.com, to run them until Thursday, end of the day, June 16th. And someone sent in this comment, Ron, that they've heard the expression, maybe you have too, it's called June gloom, to describe the clouds and the darkness and the weather, especially in the morning when there's no sun. And they wondered if perhaps they should clear that term, June gloom, on the natal barcode removal.
That and also the keywords. Yeah, both of those would be good. Wonderful. Yep, so that's another abduction scenario where they connect you to those words, and right away you're taken away. Very, very good. Thank you, caller.
At the beginning of the program, when you were clearing the double ones, and you mentioned the double twos, double threes, someone wrote in that they noticed that there's an exclusive club at a famous amusement park begins with a D, that has a Club 33. They thought that was kind of interesting. Club 33 address in a couple of different places.
Yeah, okay. You are right about that, yes.
Yeah, that's a big, famous, happy place. All right. Ron, I want to make an announcement that one of our listeners has made some audio loops. This has been announced before. But I understand we have some new listeners tonight, and they're rather new, and they're from Europe and the UK. And so welcome to the new listeners. And we want to offer this to you also, some infinite audio loops that a listener made that are cuts of Ron's voice giving commands that we can download to a media player and listen to repeatedly. And great to have in on your phone, on your tablet, take it in your room, put it in your car, play it on your Bluetooth, whatever. It's fantastic to have on your computer. Run it before you go to work, at work. It's a different set of, we have offered different audio clips, and this is a set of five or six. They're commands for the spirit to do different things. And it's really, really great to have. And once you feel like you've had enough of one audio loop, you can skip over to the next one. Then we also have another audio loop of commanding the spirit to heal the body out of time, to stop time while you're sleeping, to heal the body. It's called Stopping Time for Healing. And so it just commands your spirit to stop time for healing to take place. So they're very good to have, and we will be glad, us co-hosts, to forward the audio clip to you in the email if you write to Ron's radio email address, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also, Ron announced we're going to the light ship. That's the Creation Light Ship, why we call this program Saturday Night Live, because live healing takes place during the time we're on the Creation Light Ship with Ron as our ambassador. And we're also taking requests for different areas that we can visit that Ron will take us to for healing. There's different light beings. And you'll hear Ron talking about the light beings, and we request healings of our body. So start getting ready for that now, and start thinking of what you might like to have healed, one area of your body that might be of concern. And then if you'd like to know more what I'm talking about, you can simply click on the bbsradio.com/creationlightshipshealingprogram station 2. Ron has a page there, and on that page you'll see his picture, and then below his picture you'll see a link that says BBS Fast Chat. You click on that, and it will take you to another page that's called CLS Chat Connections. On that page are three light beings and a place where you can type in, click on a window for a box to type in requests anonymously or comments anonymously to Ron that we can read during the program. Above on the top of the gray section, there's a tab that says light beings, and that if you click on that, it will give you quite a long list of, oh, no, not the light beings. It will give you the three light beings, but there's also a tab that has the rooms for the Creation Lightship that we can go to and visit. And there's some common light chamber rooms, and they're infinitely possible of different types, but these are just, oh, about, I don't know, 4 pages worth that we co-hosts put together for convenience and to help people learn, you know, what they might like to, how they might like to be healed and try something different. And Ron's always really good about, you know, honoring the requests. And he's also directed to some other places on his own. So you might want to take a look at that, and you'll be delighted at what you see. Okay, and then you can participate more into the live healings with Ron while we're on the Lightship. So I hope that's a good orientation for some of the beginners. Please do feel free to look around Ron's website. He's got a lot of information on there, how to use the healings and what they're about. And there's also a Wikipedia website that he and some volunteers created over on the right side that gives a lot of helpful information and will answer a lot of the questions that people already asked and already were answered. Okay, another testimony just came in, Ron. It says, Ron, today's pin call was a PIN pin removal call was a great surprise. My neck and upper back feel very good. Thank you. And I guess it's important to know, Ron, that when people get these healings, they're still continuing about their daily activities. You're not stopped. You just keep going, but you might feel more energy. And some people don't notice it, but the ones that really do, we thank you for taking the time to write in and sharing your experience. Okay, Ron, so it's 26 after. Have you got any particular idea in mind of when you want to go to the Lightship time frame?
How about just go in 10 minutes? So if you have a couple of maybe emails or something, we could maybe answer.
Yes, of course. Let's do that. Okay. Here's an email that came up because of past shows. All right, so the clearing topic is in time and out of time. If I write in the phrase in time and out of time while using the alien eliminating attack clearing you have, can I write it in the box and use only three windows of current lifetime and cover everything?
Over to you. I know we have that listed in there on one of the clearings, I think. I don't know if it's parallel lives or something like that, but it's kind of covered another way on that clearing that's $30 a month. So you may want to go in there and just do it a little bit differently. You know, I don't see why it wouldn't work. You know, you could try it, but not really. We already have it, I think, covered on one of the other clearings on that page or in that section. Would you happen to know what section it's in?
Yeah, it's right on the top. It says in current time, you can click that button, or you can click the button that says parallel life. So you can run one healing, the same healing, on current time, and then run it again under parallel lives.
Right.
I think you got it covered there, Ron. A lot of listeners who've used this, this is one of Ron's premier, all-time mighty online healings. It's worth every penny you spend on it because it's been deemed a powerhouse clearing by past listeners and those who've used it, and it's just your go-to healing for so many things that Ron has branched off into the bigger picture from that healing. You'll notice there's a lot of options on there that Ron does conference calls on now because when he first created that, I think he created that one of his first healings a long time ago, not realizing that, wow, some of these things are really going to get astronomically big to clear later. So now he has conference calls to cover that as well. But the Eliminating Alien Attack page does cover a lot of it, too. It's just how much time do you want to spend, and you know, how much effort can you make on these clearings, and how many windows can you keep open on your computer? So they both work really well, the online and the conference calls. Okay, next question. I had a dream I was running from someone who did an electric type of shock around my chest. He really seemed like he felt it. I felt it around my whole body. How do I clear this thing? Over to you, Ron.
Oh, man. I don't want to go onto the alien attack page. And, you know, it's parallel life that you're dealing with. So whatever you sense, feel, is a parallel lifetime. And that's the best way to look at it. So you want to clear off a parallel life or many lives. And so what I normally talk about is when you're a multidimensional being, which is what you would be when you're in the darkness, because in true light you're only in one place at one time, using that expression, and you stay with that life form until you choose to leave it, and you don't go out looking around when you're with that one life form. So when you are a multidimensional being, then you're using darkness energy to go out traveling like astral travel and other things, or being abducted by the aliens onto timelines. So if you look at it that way, how you're abducted onto timelines, and how many did they put you on? You didn't want to go there, but you're having a bleed through of what's happening, and maybe even physical pain from those timelines. So you could be on, you know, 1,000 timelines, not even knowing about it, unfortunately. And when that happens to you, you are wondering, what is going on with me, and how can I remedy this? Well, remedy is to get off of the timelines, and if you can figure out why they're doing it to you, okay, because, you know, really nobody really tell you why you're connected that way, but you're on it. So once you're in the soup mix, then what do to eliminate it? Well, you need to get off of the timelines and very possibly, you know, not get connected to a lot of people or things or meditate or anything else that's going to bring you into the abduction process. So that's probably the easiest way to indicate it. You know, people say, why is this happening to me? I'm a great person. I didn't do anybody any harm, and I'm having all these troubles. Well, if you start looking at your life, do people maybe call you all the time? Do you have situations going on? Are you the fix-it person in people's lives? No, there's many, many things. But, you know, the bottom line is you need to get off the timelines, because that's what you're viewing when you have these situations. So you want to clear timelines. And if it's an awful thing where it's very emotional for you, then, unfortunately, you probably want to do 1,000 or more timeline crashes. So the way to look at it is, how many do I do? You keep doing them until you feel or your body feels that it's safe, okay? Because as you start doing more and more of them, you're going to be off of the timelines. And each timeline that you crash, it's a Band-Aid. You're only put on the timeline because you have a situation in your life going on, an emotional situation, and they found you. So you could get off all the timelines, and if you're still dealing with your emotional situation or something, then they'll find you again and put you back on it. Well, that's the positive thing. There's two remedies. Find out what energy you're working with, what whole lifetime clearing, you know, could help you. Because you want to get rid of that energy, because it turned into just something that's real minor into a major event in your life, a major situation. So find out what, you know, emotional clearing or trauma clearing you need to get the whole life one, and, you know, do that to give yourself some peace. Otherwise, you're going to be on these timelines, and you've been on them for your whole life anyway. Remember, when you're not in the present moment, in the now, then you're on a fabrication, an alien timeline. And unfortunately, that's where most people are living on this planet. They're not living on the real Earth. And I just wonder if any of you out there, going sideways a little bit, you know, a baby is strictly on the Earth. That's why they glow so much. So you're looking at a baby from a timeline, kind of like you're, you know, when I do this event at the expo, when I make people real, they look at the people in the room that are not made real, and they're like, you know, they're like holograms, like mannequins sitting. And everybody listening, if you've ever seen that happen, you go, wow, yeah. And so the baby probably looks at you as, man, what a strange person this is. They don't even look real to me, you know. But yet they're very peaceful. And so being peaceful is the way the baby is. And all of a sudden, they get slam dunked into the reality of being here. And then they're in holograms. So I wonder if anybody out there can remember that happening to them, to where all of a sudden they went, uh-oh, what's happening to me? You know, I felt great, and now I'm in darkness. So we'll just see if somebody might have the recall on that. So back to you.
Wow, recalling your birth. That's a great memory. Although probably we've been told what happened when we were born, and it probably went something like this. We were screaming and crying, and we got slapped. Yeah, it's okay.
And
well,
then
Ron, yeah, and then poked. Ron, you know, you mentioned the timeline crashing, and for the listeners, question about the dreams, and I just want to briefly mention that there's a section in the timeline crash where Ron has a box to timeline crash dreams. You can just simply describe your dream and ask the light beams to timeline crash it. So that's another bonus of those timeline crash healings Ron has. Okay, Ron, it's 36 after, and some people are sending in their rooms requests. Would you like to pursue going to the light ship now, or one more question?
Oh, one more question.
All right. Someone has airplanes flying overhead, and they're noticing their negative energy. I think this has come up before. People see helicopters, planes, small planes, light planes, little light things going by, and they feel negative energy. And they want to know what you think they should do about it, or maybe what clearing they could use.
Well, you could be quartered by that, number one. You could actually be on the plane on a timeline. Remember, you think that you're here all the time, and you're not. So you could be on that airplane, and they're doing something to you, and then they beam you back down here where you have your consciousness. So if you're feeling negative energy, very possibly something is happening to you, you know, on that airplane. You might think about that. You know, do timeline crashing on it. And then, you know, do the Be Here Now clearing and maybe even the auric field protection one. And there's probably other ones, too, that you could do, but that kind of comes to mind right off the bat.
Maybe they feel a little bit slimed. When you said you're corded by it, do you think you could do the energetic cording release, the negative energy cording release, the negative energy clearing that you have?
I would think so, yes.
Yeah, Ron does have a clearing. It's not talked about very often, but it's called negative energy release. And that's
very
for
good.
That's for things you know are definitely negative. Okay, thank you. Question answered. So unless we want to take another one, we're ready to go to the Creation Light Chip.
We'll do one more. That was a quick one.
Okay. someone said that they had their image being posted on like a social website, I think, and they had asked it be taken down. So they didn't, but apparently you helped them deaden the energy in their photo. And now they say, guess what? The person's group died as well. And they were using my energy as promotion for the group, as I had done the whole life organization affiliation disconnect already. But this was the result. Oh.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. So basically they deadened the photo's energy. How would they do that, Ron?
Well, they're courting the photo, which is courting you, and they're sucking the energy from you and using it. Oh, mm-hmm. that clearing, what's the name of that again? So
it's the organization affiliation disconnect.
Yep, so that one is where, that's like social media, you know? You may want to do that clearing to get these people that are viewing your picture off of it so they don't take your energy, because they are taking your energy when they see you.
Okay, now here's another question. Someone was at an event and then noticed that their photo, for no apparent reason, was put in a magazine about that event.
Shit. Well.
So what clearing would you suggest they do? Can they command their energy be deadened from the photo, command their spirit to deaden their energy?
Yeah,
it's like a random photo.
That and the body. You want to do them both. You want to do the body energy and the spirit and bring everything back to you. And that might help.
Mm-hmm.
Very, I'm still thinking on what to do for people who've been out there for a long time. In fact, I'll show you what happens. Before we go to the lights, what I'm going to do is turn off the energy of your the pictures of you that are not in your house, okay? So who knows where they are? Maybe, your mother-in-law has one and she throws darts at you all the time or something, you know? Anyway, or father-in-law or something. But here we go, just joking there. So let's turn off the energy on the picture of you that's your pictures. We have many of them out there, so here we go. Oh, man, this is very heavy. Turning this stuff off, I'll count to 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. I've got to go some more here. Oh, man, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Good grief. So, you better talk to your boss, I don't have the energy to go to the light ship.
Oh, dear. Well, I have a feeling it's my fault, Ron. I was thinking of my yearbook photo. Can you imagine all the yearbooks out there with our photos in them? High school yearbook.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that can really spin out of control.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, let me give you another question here. Here's a testimony. Ron, thank you again for the pin removal call. I had been so burdened with head, neck, and shoulder heaviness, and my speech was slurred for a couple of days. Now I feel lighter and flexible, and my tongue is not tied anymore. I fell asleep after the call and woke up 1 minute before this show. You are amazing. And I'm very grateful. Thank you for that, testimony listener. And, Ron, isn't it normal for us to kind of relax and fall asleep during these calls? You hear that a lot, don't you?
Yes, I do. I would say 10% of the people are actually, dozing off because the energy is so strong that your body needs to shut down, and your body when it shuts down, it disconnects from the mind energy, a program, so it can start to heal. Well, that's why you heal probably much more when you're sleeping, because you're not being run by programs. Another way of stating that is not you're not thinking. But you do think on timelines. But, you know, if you're not abducted, you're going to have peaceful rest. Back to you. Just think, go to the light ship. How about 3 minutes or so? I'm charging up right now. That last one was pretty.
Okay.
Still yawning.
Yes. Okay. Well, I just wanted to reassure people who fall asleep during the healings and even in this program, that's okay, and we understand. Okay. And so it's for the best. And also it's a good idea to run your online healings overnight, especially some of those alien attack ones that Ron has on the Eliminating Alien Attack pages. Can run a lot of that overnight. Ron, someone just wrote in saying that they do use the alien attack page. They put 6 pages up of different choices. Well, there are like 10 options on that page. And they still get attacked sometimes. So they should... They're wondering, should they run that on the custom page for what specifically happens? Should they put that in the custom box?
Very good, yes. Very, very good. Thank you. That could help a lot of people.
Great idea.
Put a light ship, everybody, before the show runs out here. So here we go. This only works live for the people listening. And if you like what we're talking about, if you're on an archive, then you need to be live on the program to go to the light ship. And I wanted to go a little bit earlier, but anyway, if that's the way it goes here. I'll try to get a little earlier next Saturday for the people who are overseas so they can not stay up as long. So here we go. Your one incident. And also think of your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, because they're going to be coming with you. And it'd be interesting if you had your cell phone, take a picture of one of your plants that maybe is close by, or flowers, and then take a picture of it after you come back to the light ship. It will probably be changed. So, I'll have you take your picture now. So here we go. Or even of yourself. We're going to be bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we're going to go up right now. You're going to be out of time, but still where you are. You'll be bi-located. And here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the first room we're going to go into is the hot tub room. And from there, we're going to go into one of the rooms, which is the oxygen room. And this has a bubbly oxygen. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm going to go into, the centrifuge room. So stronger. This helps to release addictions and things that is a little more harder to get rid of. So here we go. So stronger. Stronger and stronger. You're actually going into the quarantine room when you go into the centrifuge room, in case you're wondering. And we're trying to take out stuff out of you. Next, we're going to go into the room with the deers. And here we go. And there's always 3 different light beams there posing as what we bring forth, which will be deers. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You can put your hand out in front of you if you like, and you can pet the deers. And we'll go into the room with, we have elk and moose and goats. So there we go. Got 3 more rooms to go into. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're in these rooms now. And, geez, let's go into the room where they have cows. Cows and bulls. So here we go. So stronger. Oh, boy, stronger, and stronger. Okay, next we're going into a room that is for crystal energies. and we're going into a very large amethyst geode, and all the crystals there are individual, so there's thousands of them. And I'll bring the energy to you now so you can actually feel it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. And another room we're going into, people like to have horses, so let's go into the room with horses. And in fact, what we're going to do, I did this for the co-host maybe 6 months ago or something. And what we're going to do is I'll leave you on the light ship for 1 hour and 10 minutes. So straight up on the hour, in 70 minutes, you'll be coming back here automatically. And you're going to go on a horse ride. So do you want to comment on that, Kathy?
Yeah, I remember that. That was really a great time. It was. It felt like I was riding on a space horse. It had no gravity, and we went pretty fast.
So you're on the horse of your choice right now, whatever color you're choosing. You're going to be on, and you're going to be riding the horse for a little bit over an hour, we'll say. So you're doing that right now. And I'll leave you on the light ship for that experience here, and you automatically come back straight up on the hour in an hour and 9 minutes. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, are we done at the Creation Light Ship then with all the different rooms and everything?
Yep, we are done, yes.
Okay. All right, well, I want to read more of these testimonies that came in. Let's see. Okay, someone said that they felt a tremendous release on the pin removal and wondered when if there's going to be another shackle removal. Apparently they missed it. And they know for sure they have shackles on their, they mentioned certain body parts that they have them. So, unfortunately, they did miss the shackles removal call that we just had weekend before last. And I just want to address the listener that Ron has no definite plans to hold another shackles call per se, but he may always, look into that while he's doing another conference call that he has scheduled this weekend, June 18th. Saturday, June 18th. He has a malfunctioning alien hardware release conference call. And that's a lot like being shackled. It's all kinds of apparatus and robotic types of implants we have that have been implanted over the eons of times into our energetic bodies. So Ron will spend a few hours on Saturday, June 18th, to help release and remove them. And if you'd like to register for Ron's conference call, doing that malfunctioning alien hardware, it is $30. You pay through his website, creationlightship.com, and you'll see on the right side a PayPal donate button, and that's where you can donate securely and get a receipt. Once you get the receipt via email, you'll forward that to Ron towards the time of the call, and I'll mention on the subject line that it's for the June 18th conference call. He'll know then to send you the access phone number and the PIN access code number to get on the call. And Ron has that scheduled for 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. You'll want to call in a little earlier. He takes a roll, and then he gives some instructions, and he also activates fresh drinking water, plain fresh drinking water. And then Ron does all the work. We listen in, or if we can't listen the whole time, we can be absentee, no problem. The healings will take place once we're connected with Ron. Okay, then Ron has another very excellent and lots of good testimony from this one also called Body Organ Restoration. That's our internal organs, of which we have quite a few of, often ignored and neglected. And Ron and the light beings examine them and clean them up, clean them out. And he'll be doing that on Monday, June 27th. And that is going to be at 5:15 p.m. Pacific time, shortly after the usual Monday radio program on BBS Radio Station 1, 4 o'clock p.m. Then he'll lead right into the body organ restoration call, which will be available for those who pre-registered in the same fashion through the PayPal button on his website and a donation. But this one costs $50. So the body organ restoration is $50 via PayPal. Send again the receipt email to Ron prior to Monday or on Monday morning, and let him know you're going to be on the call in the subject line so you can receive the PIN number access code. So for anyone who missed those calls, here's your golden chance to get back on them again and also to get more healing if you were on those calls, because Ron keeps finding new stuff and new tricks that they're up to.
Yeah, unfortunate. So I'll give you an experience that we have today. Pulling the pin out of the top of your head, there's three of them that I found, but I'll do one more for the people who haven't been on the call. So this would be maybe part of a pin call release, okay? But right now I'm doing this type. I don't always do the one out of the top of your head. It's what I, you know, find during the call. Everything is live, so each call is different. But here we go, everybody. There's one going down the top of your head, spine to your tailbone. This one here sort of has some kind of connector on the base of your tailbone there, and maybe like a big nut on it or something, so I got to unscrew it to get it to come out, so get rid of this rod. Let's call it a long pin, but it's actually a big rod, and it looks like it's hollow in the center, and it puts poisons into your body, so it's kind of like a sprinkler. They have many, many holes there. Here we go. Kind of like a drip line. So here we go, coming out, taking it out here, just getting released from your tailbone. There we go, coming out, going up around your navel area here, coming out, bottom of the solar plexus, we'll say, the sternum. Coming up here, now it's kind of at the base of your neck, and coming up, chin, nose, eyes, it's out of your body now. So we'll see how that feels for everybody. Hopefully you're feeling better. Some people may have a reaction of maybe even throwing up, and that's okay, because that's part of the stuff, and we're getting rid of poisons now. So you can comment real quick. We can go till about five after, so we got about 7 minutes. So we'll just see if anybody felt something get released from them. So back to you.
I'll check for the messages. Any comments, anyone? For me, my eyebrows went straight up when you pulled it through, when you said you're pulling it through. It involuntarily went straight up. And then I felt sort of a heat flush in my chin and jaw area and then top of my head. Still kind of warm. So those are just my reactions. Yours could be different. And I'll be watching for the different comments if you care to share. Ron, well, someone's asking if you thought it would also be a good idea to help the Sovereign Soldiers if we run another free clearing you have called Environmental Imbalance. What do you say?
That won't help the soldiers, no, because they're on timelines that you're not seeing.
Okay, how about for the black sky, dark clouds?
That it could work, yes, uh-huh. And
okay.
Remember, I have a clearing also, the black mist clearing there and the green mist or green goo or something.
Mm-hmm.
you want to do those also.
Oh my gosh, yes. Those, we have Ron has archive programs about the black mist fog removal, the green mist goo removal, and that was so important to do. It still is. That he had us gave us permission to add it on to another free clearing, those words, just to get going on it. Now he's got a free clearing, green mist goo removal, and the death Blu-ray removal. So take your pick, but to help the soldiers, we did decide on Earth Protect Timeline Crash and Gray Skies Timeline Crash. So if you're one of those people who has several laptops or PCs to your disposal, and you can do more than these two, great. The more help, the better. All right. So let's see. We have some requests for some audios, and someone's asking if Ron cleared the numbers of the energies at the beginning of the program. And yes, he did. Someone else is wanting to know if they have, if you can give your opinion, Ron, on a dog they know about. It's a black dog. It has one black eye, and another one eye is royal blue. Do you think that's an alien hybrid dog?
It doesn't feel like it to me. That's quite interesting.
Next question. This is from a listener in the UK. He says he's like to do his emotional whole life clearing and purchase the spirit barcode removal clearing also. He's wondering about if he can still get the clearing half price special for those. He understands that you have a special, and how would he go about doing that? So, yes, those clearings are both would be over $100. And Ron, would you like to share with him or offer him a simple explanation?
I did just send me an email on that. That'd be great. And we'll see what that looks like, okay?
Okay, well, since he's in the UK, he may not catch this. I'll just forward his email to you. How about that?
Okay, that's good.
Okay. All right, and I also want to mention, he also wants to know if he can ask you questions on the conference calls at the beginning of the call.
I only get on a few minutes before, so maybe not. If I get on earlier, I could probably do it, but I'm doing roll calls. So if it's a quick question, maybe yes, but I don't want to take people's healing away from them. So I always start it straight up on the hour.
Okay.
Probably an email of a call you want to be on and what you want to ask, and I could probably answer that during the call.
Yeah, sometimes it takes up a lot of Ron's time just to do the roll call. Okay, now another question a listener wants to know if you can suggest a clearing to her when she hears voices that are not her own or maybe sound like her own, but they're extremely negative and they scare her.
That'd be entity.
Go ahead.
Whole lifetime entity. And limit it and run it daily on yourself.
Okay, so Ron suggested to you, listener, the whole lifetime entities, removal clearing entities. It's listed in his recommended healings on the left side of the page. Underneath the green login key, it says entity clearing. Just click on that, check into that, and a lot of people have had relief with that clearing for so much more things than that. So you can use it for a lot of different things. The entities are definitely around us all the time. It'll really give you a lot of peace. Lots of testimony about that healing. Okay, Ron. Well, it's like four after. Are there any other healings you think we should get, or do you want to drop us down to our heart center?
Well, let's do the mind of heart drop, which you should be doing all the time. And that puts you into peace energy, which takes you off of the timelines, and that will help you not be abducted, because you get abducted on timelines, and you want to be in the present moment. So, here we go. Command your spirit out loud, and this is what you say. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And now we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards. You're going to feel the energy typically moving down from the thoughts that you're thinking. And then you're at peace and the thoughts are gone. There's no thoughts in source energy. So here we go. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go, everybody. So now you're at peace. You're off of the timelines, and hopefully you're having a great experience riding your horse. So you have 55 minutes to have some fun. So back to you, Kathy. Thank you, everybody. Blessings, everyone.
And Ron, thank you for all the clearings, healings today, and tomorrow will be the Sunday. June 12th will be the 8-hour conference call Ron has for the next three Sundays, the healing intensive conference call for those who are pre-registered. Have some water ready and call in a few minutes before 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time.
Hey, blessings. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.